for the lessons we could offer.
Mm-hmm. And how many years ago was that?
30,000.
30,000 Earth years, yes?
Yes.
Was there a population on Venus 30,000 years ago, physical Venus?
Yes.
Okay. And is there any residual historically on our planet of those visitations?
Give us a moment. We are adjusting our contact. Would you repeat the question?
Is there any historical references in present time to those visitations?
Yes, but they were later adapted to the later storyline of what they meant.
Mm-hmm. And we know you visited Egypt 10,000 years ago. That was an interesting visit because it was both indicated in the kind of indicated in the Edgar Cayce readings, and it was also indicated specifically in the Carla Rucker material.
Yes, and also it is indelibleized on the population memories of the Egyptians, certain Egyptians at that time.
And prior to the Egyptians, you had visited, I believe you visited Atlantis, yes?
Yes, we visited Atlantis. Others visited Peru. There was another group. There are a diverse group at that time of sojourners that had been moved to Earth to resume their density experience as they had been on other planets and had not made graduation.
Mm-hmm. And did you visit Mu as well? Lemuria?
Mu was taken over by another adverse group of aliens. We did have contact with Mu before the takeover, but once the takeover, like Orion takeover, we were in our free will application of material, we were not welcome.
Mm-hmm. If the Lemurian population was cohesive and could have countered the Orion takeover, would it have worked?
Well, this is a hypothetical question because the elite were able to be charmed and moved into the sphere of influence of the Orions. And there was another group, too, that was vying for control. It was a very advanced civilization, and its fruits were coveted.
How many years ago was Lemuria?
We see 50,000 or so, more, or 200,000, and it developed over time, had very advanced technology, lighting that lit up as you needed it when you walked in a room. There were very spiritual advanced knowledge also for those who had ears to hear and eyes to see.
Mm-hmm. Now, in Edgar Casey, when they talked about Atlantis, they talked about the children, you talked about the children of the Law of One and the Sons of Belial. Two opposing groups.
We were able to administer to those of the Law of One and spirit life forms to appear when they would call, even though we were at times in another body, we had a group that was instructing us. It would teach us these techniques. I am Ra.
Mm-hmm. And what happened to the group Oversoul for Venus that helped you open up to the, you called it the Christos energy, I believe. Yes?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. That was what it was known by in our expansion to other planets and in Venus.
And what happened to that group? Are they still around?
I am Ra. There are remnants of that group, although it is moved into different names.
Remnants on this planet or in the
even solar remnants of this planet in some one form, we administered to the Aborigines.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were doing all this, you were not directly relating to the Elohim group, as I understand it. Is that correct?
No. No. We came later across the commonalities between the Elohim group and our group in the cross-questioning of when free you.
Mm-hmm. Now, how is it that we could possibly be doing such a huge kind of collaboration, which is
to
never
happened?
To
that question, what is happening, as it is.
Well, I believe it. Okay. I believe it. So what planets in our solar system were you working with? Were you working with Mars?
We worked when called Mars had a destructive war, and people were left without survival options in their soul bodies, and their spirit, soul spirit complex, and they called to us, and we moved them to Earth to resume their life. However, the guardians were messing with them and moving their DNA in attempt to normalize them with life on Earth. Some of it was done by the Anunnaki.
Was the Anunnaki aware of the Ra group?
No, not so much, although some, they were of a different origin.
Mm-hmm. And when you talked about moving Martians to Earth, right?
Yes. Martian souls, yes, that were able to be moved.
Can you explain, how do you move a soul from one place to another? I don't expect I'll understand it, but I thought I would ask the question.
They are able to be moved in light form, we search for the word, receptacles for vehicles, for moving, that they are able within a light form transmission body to be moved from one space to the next. And a special group of our bar leaders and helpers have this technology to take them into a light body form for transmission, and then moved from one location, GPS, to another acceptable, open, coordinated area, and then oriented in light funny body, hologramic movements to be able to move into their hologram convergent with their new location, and so oriented, released, and they did that, always know what had happened, but they were able, if done correctly and coincidentally with their needs, to be able to pick up a life in the new location of the new planet.
Would they be like released into the astral of the planet?
And yes.
Then they could, they
into
would
the location of the planet that was amenable to their picking up the remains of and reestablishing their life connection with the new location.
Mm-hmm. In moving a soul, did you move many souls at the same time, or was it a one-at-a-time process?
We moved many souls, but the right body would be the transmission vehicle would be manned by an individual, and they would take perhaps 10, or if there was a group that was coincident, working together, connected vibrationally, then they would be able to take more than one at a time, and usually they would do it group to group.
Mm-hmm. Were there times when, if there weren't enough bodies, more than one soul would occupy the same body?
Well, this is a question that, in a way, is backwards, because there are situations where multiple souls do occupy one body. However, this is a different kind of situation than we are talking about. It is usually because of a distortion that has happened in the field of the participating bodies.
Mm-hmm. And did you work on the planet Maldek?
That was another whole situation, as the planet, when it exploded into asteroids, put the population into a ball of terrified, non-operational soul complexes that were glommed together and unable to move. So this was not workable for a long time. And some of the individuals eventually began to isolate out and were able to be moved, but it was a long time before anyone was able to emerge from the terrified glomming group.
Mm-hmm. Well, while Maldek was a populated planet and a functioning planet, did you have a team there working with the population or part of it?
At the time, are you asking?
Yes, at the time.
We were aware of that in the group that working with us was aware of that, but we did not have personal contact.
Mm-hmm.
We heard the calling after the explosion, and it was very difficult to establish further more detailed connection.
Mm-hmm. In the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, there was one comment there where, let's see if I can quote this somewhat accurately, where he would be surrounded by a team of beings from the Ra group helping you to grow, and depending on your dedication to service and you're reaching out to be of service, that you would find support from the Ra group or the members of it. Do you recall that?
Could you start your question again as we got lost in the middle?
Okay. There was, in one of the Wilcox sessions, it was indicated that you will be, as you go on your spiritual path, you will be surrounded by a group of, a number of our group surrounding you and supporting you. Something
like that. It is to David, is that correct?
Through David. Is that, could you explain that more? Is that accurate?
We do not wish to do the secondary look at things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If we go through our planets, how about the planets like Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, the more far-out planets? Were there beings on all those planets? Are there beings at some density?
Yes.
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 Did you?
They are a different form.
Yes.
Than human.
Are they physicalized? Are they in the astral of those planets?
We do not. We have difficulty with the question, as the form was neither physicalized nor in the astral, but were functional in the operation and administration of the planets.
Mm-hmm. Now, each of the planets has a being, like Earth is a being. Is that true? Each of our planets in our solar system has a being?
It has an administration of many beings. In the case of Earth, there is an administrator called Mother Earth, a nurturer and a decider and a modulator and a helper and a regulator.
So it's a team.
No, that is the function of Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm. How about our sun?
What about your son?
I mean, does the son have an administrative team of sorts?
I am Ra. The son has a group administrating and assisting, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, these groups that are administrating these huge planets, did any of them ever come up from having bodies and ending up in that position? 3D bodies?
No. No.
Did any of them come from the angelic realms?
They normally came out of, emerged out of the star bodies, the solar systems, the universal galaxy bodies. They emerged as subgroups.
I see. Okay. Now, thank you
we
so much.
We need to adjust. We miss Carla, and this channel is not as coordinated, organized, or good as Carla. We need to organize and tune better, and we need, as part of the tuning, to indicate I am Ra when it is us answering.
Okay. I wanted to go on to one other topic, which is of great interest, and at least I'll start it. Maybe we'll finish it on another time. But I wanted to talk about crop circles. And in one of our sessions...
Crop circles. Go ahead.
The crop circles were created by the Ra group. Do you want to confirm that?
There are different sources of crop circles. There are subgroups that have delved into crop circles and experiments with communication via crop circles. We do, our subgroup does not do all of crop circles. However, there are subgroups that do some of the crop circles. I am...
Well, a question would be, are all the creation of crop circles, except ones that were made by humans to trick people, are crop circles from service to other groups?
There are some that are service to others, and for instance, our subgroup, but there are imitators where there is an audience of service to self that has come in.
Can you share? We're not talking to the subgroup that made the crop circles.
No.
Can you share how they were made?
Molecularly, all at the same time. Hologramically inputting the knowledge to the stalks to bend in uniform. It is a hologramic input with electronic molecular orientation of the spin of the input of into the molecular consistency of the molecular structure of the wheat or the crop.
Mm-hmm. And how many entities work simultaneously, approximately, to create a crop circle?
Very strong can be three working together.
Mm-hmm. And
it would be three influencing making a hologramic impact upon an area of wheat, say, very fast.
Mm-hmm. And what was, I think I know the answer, but let me ask it. What was the purpose? What is the purpose of these crop circles?
It depends upon the creator. One purpose of our subset would be to wake people up when a particular catalyst is in play. I am Ra.
Thank you. And so they were symbolic. Am I looking at them? They were symbolic. To wake people
they
up.
They contain message for those that can see and hear and receive.
Mm-hmm. And
I am.
I believe most of the crop circles were made in England. Is there any particular reason why England?
The orientation of certain groups towards comprehension of the phenomena.
Mm-hmm. English people, you mean?
Pardon?
People who live in England, certain groups, meaning of embodied humans in England, that would be sensitive to that phenomena.
That could be reached, yes. Now, that
yes.
Is our group only that we speak of.
Mm-hmm. And then other groups had other intentions, of course. And
I probably am
using the notoriety that the Ra group was the Ra group the first group to create crop circles.
No.
And can we know who was the first group to create crop circles?
I am Ra. We see this question is not necessary, as it is a procedure that has gone very far back in time beyond Earth's memory, current memory.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think we're about to go to our healing list. Just closing question is, now that you're talking to people, and people are listening to you, and there's an indication, as I recall, that if someone would want your assistance in something, that they can call on you. Yes?
Yes. Yes, we are available when people call. We can hear. We can see your light. We are having some trouble coming through this instrument in that she does not want to infringe on any of the protocol that he has been set up previously, but we need to say I am Ra to properly tune to each response. I am Ra.
You did that with Carla Ruckert as well, yes?
That is correct.
Yes, I read the Ra material. I see. So that was part of tuning to say
yes.
That. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. It is in each case to properly tune each response.
Mm-hmm. Did I ever work on the other side with the Ra group?
The Ra group worked with you, whereas, however, you did not look at it as from us. You were majorly connected with the Elohim group.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to close this session. Would you like to say anything in closing?
This is, I am Ra. This is a major event to open communication in a time when all assistance can be given as asked for, as people are waking up now, some of them. I am Ra.
I thank you so much for coming in and trusting us and giving us this amazing understanding of the, you know, added understanding as to the manner in which the universe works. And would the Elohim like to say anything before we close?
We are able to sit back and observe and be available when needed.
Thank you so much for helping to hold the energy. And does Terry need to take a break?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. I'll be right back.
Is the human side of Terry?
Yes, yes, yes. Here I am. Okay. All right.
Is Cedar there?
Yes, I am here.
Now, let me see. It looks like there's about 10 people on the healing list today, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
11.
Okay. 11.
When it's Lauren?
Yes.
I sent you an email on, the Gmail.
Mm-hmm. Hang on. I'm glad you reminded me. I did see it. How come you couldn't get to the form?
Right.
Did you try?
Yeah.
I wonder what happened.
Let me go.
I'll tell you what. I'll pull that email up. And then I'll put it into the form. Okay, it's easier. And then it just is on Cedar's list. Okay?
I was just able to submit a request, so it's still working.
Yeah. And Lauren?
Yes?
How come Lauren, the other Lauren, doesn't come into our calls?
I mean, she can't get in.
She tried?
Yeah. It's the cell network that she's on doesn't allow it.
And also using the backup might be beneficial.
Well, she might be on T-Mobile.
Yeah, she is.
She could use Skype.
Yeah.
She could use Skype to get in.
I was just going to mention that. She could use Skype.
I think she does. I think she doesn't use Skype for security reasons.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can just turn into our calls.
Whenever she comes in, I have to call her and patch her in. But she's not on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about Lauren?
Yeah, Lauren Gentry.
Okay.
Okay, I just submitted it. All right?
Great, thank you.
All right. Terry, you're back?
I'm back.
CJ, you're back?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So, just a couple of words about this healing list is that, hello? This is Wynn live, I hope. I think I'm live. And, CJ, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
We're really tricking them today, huh? All right. Well, we're going to do the current healing list, not the healing list that was on that tape. It was not today. And thank you, Don, for putting us on BBS finally. And if you're listening. And CJ, was that a great session?
Yes, it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. It was interesting to hear it again. I remember it was fantastic the first time I heard it. And in any case, I am going to turn it over to you for today's healing list.
Superb.
Now, I just mentioned, CJ is also a healer. And she's been coming to our calls for a long time, and she has made her own connection with the group souls that help with our healings. So when she does this list, she is able to bring them in to work with the people making the requests. Okay? Anything to add to that, Sita?
No, I think you've said it all.
All right. So over to Sita.
Thank you.
Now, let me just say, we're going to go off of BBS in 5 minutes. So we're going to continue on the conference call. And if any of you want to continue listening beyond 5 minutes, then I suggest that you call the conference line. And I'll give you the phone number, 667-770-1523. 667-770-1523. And the login code is 940-658. And if you want to get on this list, go to this web page and there's a form to fill out, which gets you on it. And it is in the light, one word, in the light. Dot intelligence-infinity.com. in the light dot intelligent dash infinity dot com. And over to Cedra.
Thank you. I call in the love light of protection around each and every person on this healing list. A subject of the healing list, listening to this call, listening to a replay, or reading a transcript. Edward from Morgan City, Louisiana. Please place and surround myself and Elaine Green, both of Morgan City, in the light, and immerse us in the holy sound of the audible life stream. We thank you for our healings, our perfect health, and the divine love that you've been sending us. May the blessings be. Again, we thank you. Let's give 10 seconds of prayer and healing for Edward's perfect health, starting now. Thank you. 10 seconds for Elaine Green's perfect health, starting now. Thank you. John from Las Vegas. Please put Lauren Sania from Forks, Washington, Winfrey from Sedona, Arizona, Gloria Fernandez from Las Vegas, Nevada, Jack Smith from Kingman, Arizona, and Kathleen Welsh from Albuquerque, New Mexico, into the light, and for them to have perfect health. I ask that all of the above be done for the highest and greatest good of all concerned. 10 seconds for Lauren's perfect health, starting now. Thank you. 10 seconds for Wynn's perfect health, starting now.
CJ, are you there?
Thank you. I'm back. I just dropped out.
Okay.
I'm back. 10 seconds for Kathleen's perfect health, starting now.
CJ, did you drop out again? Hello?
Thank you. Sorry, I dropped out again. I keep dropping out.
You got to stay on the ball. Because, you know, people are messing with it.
We've got storms over here.
You got what?
And I think that we've got a big storm, so I think that's why I keep dropping out.
All right.
Okay. John from Las Vegas. Thank you for the sovereign rights endowed upon the human race. I ask that people are allowed unrestricted access to travel anywhere in the world. I also ask that people are allowed to use virtual private networks to access any website on their computers. 10 seconds for John's freedom request, starting now. Thank you. John from Las Vegas. Please put decentralized cryptocurrencies into the love light for massive worldwide adoption and for them to become legal tender. Thank you for this perfect and fair monetary system that honors privacy and is free from capital gains tax. Please help decentralize cryptocurrencies to become more accessible and easier for people to use and understand. I ask that all of the above be done for the highest and greatest good of all concerned. 10 seconds for John's crypto request, starting now. Thank you. CJ from England. Thank you, our beautiful friends in the higher realms. With gratitude and love for your divine intervention and manifestation of the Christ consciousness, bringing peaceful resolution, clearing and healing of the highest order over the earth. Thank you for the gentle release of built-up energies from inside Mother Earth to unpopulated places. Thank you to the people who are service to others, taking positions of power and influence. Thank you for your loving protection that surrounds them now, and for your divine wisdom that guides all in the loving energy of the Christ inside, honoring that which is paramount, free will. For the highest and greatest good of all concerned in all timelines, densities, and dimensions, now and forever. And so it is. 10 seconds for Sija's request, starting now. Thank you. That brings us to the end of our healing list. I thank our sources.
They're probably already gone, okay? Because they left. BBS switched us over to the next person, and they were not on from the beginning. You know, I tried calling Don, and I can't get through to him. And I finally sent him an email, and I think he figured it out. And he came in the middle of that call and switched us into BBS. That is just the way it works in this realm. Hang on a second here. Trying to unmute everybody.
I was late to the call, so I missed that.
That was an awesome, awesome call.
Yes, and it was.
All participants are muted. All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Cecil. And everyone's here now, and now I can hear you. So I'll probably play a few things. On this line, on this
That was great.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
I don't know how you could not like it, but you never know. Okay. No one has ever explained before evolution in that way. You know, across from one culture to another, one planet to another, and how it was working, and it explains the Ra group as well to a great extent. Okay, so in any case, thanks for listening, and thanks for helping everybody, and I'm going to just play a few things and then I'm going to hang up. So here we go.
You're welcome, Wynn. Thank you so much.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. The energy as we extend into your realm and throughout the space of the listening audience, making connection to those that desire it in the audience. We are making connections at this time. We are mindful and experience in the connection with the individuals on this line. The love and gentleness of the connection and the very essence of the treasure that you each are. It is a very special opportunity to connect and to make ourselves available. We are unseen companions from our realm to your realm. We put down a ribbon of connection which brings energy to an essence to our realm and are happy to greet you. Does anyone have a question?
If someone has a question, you can push star 6. How about if I ask a question?
Yes.
So, I was speaking from my own human experience of having these ongoing conversations and learning how it all works. And I think it's fascinating to have you share, when we create this group energy amongst us, and there's so many humans on Earth, could you explain how you experience that group energy? I don't think you have eyes, so how is this perceived?
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
We perceive it with joy from our realm. The experience of joy and recognition of the connection fills our energy hearts, so to speak, as we do not have bodies, with joy at the connection, for it has been so long without connection and